Thank you for joining us this Thursday night, and we're just so glad to be here because I know I needed to hear the wonderful words that the Holy Ghost is going to give. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you that you've given us another day that we're alive because of you, but we want to be alive in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And I just thank you, Lord, for how you're going to anoint Brother Freedom. I thank you, Lord, for how you're going to touch our listener out there, that one that may have a need. We all have needs, and I have needs, and I know the listeners have needs. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to meet those needs as we become obedient to you. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for this very special day. I see my need for you tonight to help me, and I know I'm incomplete without you. But I know that you spoke through this morning, and I think with your help, I'll start with that. I believe that's what you wish for. I pray for the people this day. I pray that you'll touch them in a mighty way. Let them realize that Brother Freedom don't have the power that he once used to have. And I'm just, I trust totally in the Lord. I can't even lead them halfway in my own understanding because I'm not capable no longer. I'm not where I once was. The road's getting close. I guess we're departure time. I guess that's what's going to take place. But I pray that God will bless you all in a mighty way. But I do know there's things that's happening very shortly that you need to be ready. You need to position yourself in the presence of God. You need to seek for Him. You must put all your might to do in the will of God. And you need to really to live in a very overcoming, obedient life because that's the only way that really counts. Father, just pray that you bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe that we're in a time when lots and lots of saints of the Lord, what we think of saints of the Lord, never even shook the dust off of their feet, really. Because God really wants to touch his people. We're living way below our calling. And I'm saying this very sympathetic, very kind, but I have to speak the truth. And I believe that God gave me it's like one of the parables that Jesus talked about. Jesus spoke through parables. But I seen this couple was going to take a trip in the old days from their country to the land of the free, which was the United States. And so they spent all the money they had to board this ship. And they got on this ship and they skimped and they brown bagged it all the way across. And then when they should have just, they was on starvation coming across in that ship. And at the last, they got very sick. They didn't even know whether they were going to make it. I mean, it was very difficult, them and this crossing, from the time that they got on the ship until they had reached the place where the demarcation took place. They had arrived in this special country. But they had, they was just living in every little closet they could find, any place they could get, I thought that's what they had to do to be able to survive that crossing. It's really sad because this is what happens to so many people. They have paid for a first class ticket. They didn't even know it. And on that ticket, all the lunches, all the things was furnished. They had sat back and denied themselves because they was living in unbelief. They had to reach out because when the person gave them the ticket, they said, this will be your passage. Well, God told us when we get saved, this is going to be the passage. And we got deliberately just can't stop there and just say, well, I'm just going to wait until I reach 90 years old to live the Lord. Because you're going to have some troubles. Just like this couple. They could have had all the nice places to stay. They would have enjoyed a nice shower or bath every day for that trip. They would have had nice clothing cleaned. They didn't have to go around like a beggar. They were hiding because of their beggarly looks. But in that first class package, they even furnished the clothing. Everything was furnished to them, but they couldn't believe they was on it. So they hear unbelief took them over. And pretty soon they even got sick. There's a doctor on a ship in the greatest hospital that you ever have. And they missed it. Missed every minute. There's an unbelief bill so bad, and they says, boy, we're shriveling up. Look at our bodies. We're not even eating. All I had to do is ask somebody. They'd have told them, oh, you got a passage ready. But they couldn't even say that. And that's the way Christians are today. They can't believe that God's able to take care of them. They can't believe His eye is on the sparrow and He knows those who watch and look for Him, He will keep them. But we're far from that. We can't understand that. We're so mystical. God is not slack concerned His promises, as some men count slackness. Just like that is. It's all provided. God wants to provide for His people, His children. He wants to enrich you with heavenly blessings and heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians, the first chapter. He wants us to be filled. He will guide us. He'll direct us. He'll give us supernatural help. He'll give us supernatural strength. He'll give us peace where there is no peace. He'll give us joy. He'll bring healing to our body. He'll keep fulfilling the need that we need to be above the realm that we can live in. But sad to say, they crossed the whole crossing and they both didn't even make it. They just starved. They just withered away. And it was all furnished to them. What a sad tale. But the Lord showed us really true. That's what His people are. He's wanting to give them lavish gifts. He wanted to perform miracles for them. And they said, oh, we can't because we don't believe in the Holy Spirit. We don't believe in the things of God. Samson was called by God way many years ago to defend Israel. And basically he took the Nazarite vow, but yet all his enemies did not know what the hidden secret was. But Samson, because of his arrogancy, his getting a little bit out of line all the time, he started blending in with the world. He got moved upon by the things that he liked to be in that place of gesturing and doing all these things that he did. He enjoyed it. See, our enjoyment shouldn't come in what we... Our enjoyment should come in what God's given us. This eternal blessing. Those two couple came across a ship and she said, God's going to take care of us. His eye is going to keep us. We don't have to worry. We've paid in full. And we've got to get a wonderful voyage. No, they got an unbelief, disbelief. Got a fearful. They get kicked off the ship, so they got fearful. And the Lord says in Revelation, you can't make it in because of fearfulness and unbelief. And that couple didn't make it. How sad. But it's how sad is the world today that God has them a great big, a lavish plan that man can't see because of their haughtiness. God's given us an opportunity we never have to worry about. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. My eye is over the righteous. My ears are open to the cry. Come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. God wants to give us people prosperity in Him. God wants to live above, for you can live above the poverty level. If the Lord was everything working out now, I guarantee you, this nation would thrive. This nation will move out because God is in the healing business. He's in the business of making whatever need is. He is ever qualified to do everything that we need. And He'll take care of the righteous. He'll take care of the needy. He'll take care of us. If we'll put our hands and our eyes upon Him, He will take us through. No ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thine dwelling. Basically, if God be for us, who can be against us? Nay, more than all these things, more than conquerors through Him which loved us. It says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. So we have got a wonderful God. Come with sheet of He gives us that glory, the glory cloud that comes down. But you know, I can see so many people have done just like this couple. They've made the voyage across, and they're in unbelief. They said, well, nothing's happened all my life. It's been terrible. We come to the end of our life and we're still the same old, we haven't seen a revival. No, you never will. Because the revival's in us. It isn't a revival, it's in us. We're the reviving. That's what revivals are for, to revive the saints. You just don't come out here and say, well, this is a revival, this is going to be okay. No, God's Spirit moves upon you. He starts getting in the inner man. That's why the old revivals used to work, because, I mean, they started... Pretty soon, God's Spirit just got heavier, and they people didn't have much, so it didn't take a lot, because they was really on fire. But God's got a lot to offer you. He's got glory, great gifts, extravagant. beautiful, wonderful, powerful, glorious is what he has for the people. Now, Samson was called by God to take and avenge for the people of Israel. And Samson must have had a calling that was pretty powerful. Hordes of Philistines go against him, and they couldn't do nothing with it. Because that's the Spirit of God. It's a similarity to it in the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit, when He leads you, when He clothes you, you're not going to be found naked. You can cross the voyage, across the sea. God's going to lead you through this world, and God will keep you every step of the way. He'll guide you. He'll protect you. He will go with you. His Hakamashila, glory of God is upon you. You'll have strength that you never had before. You'll have supernatural power. You'll have the witness of the Spirit of God alive and real in you. When we serve the Lord in a mechanical way, it means we're trying to call all the shots. Well, God wants to call the shots. He wants to live within you. He says He'll live, be with you and be in you. Spirit of God. And the world seeth him not, neither knoweth him, because he's not in them. They can't even see him. They don't even know him. But the Spirit of God can live within you because you don't always feel him, but he lives within you. And he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And God will never lie to you. He's not as the man that would lie. God is truly right all the time. And he's wonderful. But he's the greatest provider there's ever been. We're going through a time of drought. Some places, times of extra moistures. But this earth, I can see it. The handiwork of God is moving. God's here to shake people up, but people don't see it. Even yet, they cannot see it's God that's causing these things. Look at our nation. Look how our people sit in position. Us little people did this, we'd be put in jail. But they get a bye with it. It's because of the day of evil here. A day of wrongdoing. A day when the enemy has trying to get into a place, a foothold, where he'll have a place upon this earth for a short while. And that short while, God's coming down and take the saints back home what he has to him. At that time, God's coming soon. He wants us to be ready, to not be fearful, but reliant on him. It says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. A day it's never been. But today's the day that's going to bring things. God's here to change things. When we see these things now, we can change our tomorrow. Because God is going to be our tomorrow. We don't have to worry beyond today. Our hope is in Him. Our hope is not in the things that we see, but our hope is in the supernatural things that we don't see. Our eyes upon the eyes of Jesus Christ, our Savior, that is coming back through the clouds of glory to receive the saints of God. Those that are prepared, those that have accepted Jesus as a personal Savior, those that live for Him, He's going to come and take us home and live with Him forever. Bottom line, He's coming soon. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. It said, knowing the time, now it is high time to wake out of sleep. How many people are asleep? Our night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. God's given us an armament of light that will protect us. His supernatural covering is glorious. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's blessing. But this world is falling away. There's coming a day very shortly when time's going to be no more. He's going to come as like a snare upon the face of the whole earth. A snare. That the whole earth is going to see it. But we need to equip ourselves with the things of the Lord Jesus Christ that will keep us when the time of troubles come. The time is coming right now. We need to be prepared for tomorrow. We don't have to wait for that day. We're here prepared for that day coming. We're looking for Jesus to come through the clouds of glory. We need to look up. Our hope is in Him. Our salvation is Him. Our eternal destiny is Him. Jesus Christ, the Savior, the one who is propitiation for all sins, for the sins of the whole world. He's paid in full that we might live in heaven. He's coming for the faithful, for those who have loved Him, those who have searched for Him, those who have called upon His dear, wonderful name. They're going to have an inheritance that fades not away. It's reserved in heaven. I'm a child of the King because He cares for me. He loves me. And He supernaturally will keep me. And I believe my hope, my joy, and my peace is in Him. He brings life and brings life and more abundant life. He brings us the protection of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the part that lives within us. And He sent back this world that after He went away, He fills with the Spirit of God that we might receive power, that we might receive the anointing, we would receive that shield, that protection from the Holy Spirit of God upon us. We would receive the power from heaven and equip us for life itself. We don't have to take this voyage by ourselves across the ocean. He will go with us. He'll be with us every step of the way. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. He will provide for us. He'll keep us. He'll make Himself known to those that call upon Him. And He'll make a clear path to lead us into heaven's shore. There's going to be a voice to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest that I've called you because you've been faithful. I'm going to give you eternal life. I'm going to equip you forever. You're not having to worry no longer. You don't have to be in despair. You can receive the joy forevermore. You can receive the healing power. You'll be healed forever, whatever the need is. You'll have it forever and ever. Amen. God's going to bring us past very soon, and we need to lift up our eyes to the hills. Whence comes our help? For our help comes from the Lord. He will not leave you. He'll not fail you. He's here. His eye is over the righteous, and His ears over their cry. He says, call on me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. God's here to help you, equip you this night in Jesus' name. I pray that God will bless this service, bless this night, receive. There's a message here for you tonight, and I believe that you can take it. Take it to blank, because God will be with you. He'll never leave you. You need to accept Him as your personal Savior tonight. You need to have your trust fully in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. And get that in your heart, and then react and say and walk in the things of the Lord, and God will keep you. You can stay equipped in Him. God bless you all tonight. I pray that God will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. God bless. Amen.
Father, I just pray for Tessa right now. I pray for this request. I pray for her sister, her husband. And I claim divine supernatural miracles this night. I pray, I feel the glory of God coming down. There, wherever you are, receive it this night. God wants to heal you. He wants to uplift you. He's going to bring blessings upon you. He's going to make a way where it seems like there is not a way, but He's going to open the way. Your eyes are going to be opened up to see the things that are before you. And God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray for God's healing touch from the end of the night, from the very crown of your head. And thank you for calling. Call us back again, but I know that God's healing you. I know that God's going to provide for you. He's going to keep you in a mighty way. I'll see you in heaven very soon. We need to keep your people ready because He's coming back. Rejoice tonight. God lift you. I want to encourage you to go on in the name of Jesus. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. I pray that you'll bless her and bless all the other listeners that came in tonight. Bring healing to their lives. Bring a blessing to their life. Touch them in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. One of the need is out there. Believe it. And you're going to receive it. I believe it. God's here to touch you. You just believe. God touched you in a mighty way. Jesus paid in full that you might receive a blessing this night. The Holy Ghost is there to make it come to pass. We thank you in Jesus' name. Touch everyone out there that needs this touch in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless.